When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Are you in the Christmas spirit now, Hill? You ready? I'm a couple days away.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'll be in the Christmas spirit as soon as I get off of work today.
Well, half hour.
Not right now.
Nah. I'm in the Christmas spirit a little bit. Went to the mall yesterday, man. I didn't know people went to the mall. Still, mall was packed.
Really?
Yeah, mall was packed.
Well, that's good for malls.
Went to the Christiana Mall, mm-hmm. And it was...
Oh, you went to a big mall, okay.
Yeah, it was a big mall, and it was just... The traffic was ridiculous.
Last minute shopping.
Yeah, man, and the people pushing people out the way. The Apple store was packed, because I had to get a new phone.
You get knocked down?
Broke my phone. No, but people about to run me over. It was weird, man. It was just weird. You know, people... shout out to all the women out there that... go above and beyond to make sure that their family gets exactly what they need for this holiday. They're the real MVPs. But boy, don't ever, 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 ever get between a woman and an item that's on sale that she's trying to get.
Oh, you're cooked if you do that.
Oh, boy, I tell you. Because you see a side of these young ladies that it's a scary thing, man. And you will catch a smooth elbow from a grandma in a heartbeat. if you in the way of something she's trying to get.
I'm picturing you coming with a black eye.
No, I mean, you're talking about, like, granny boxed you out now for a gift item for her baby.
Like Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, she boxing you out now for that. It's just crazy.
All right, we have to give everyone an update here. Couple updates on things we've all been tracking over the course of the year. So we're not in good shape right now when it comes to the number one overall seed. It's not completely dead. But it's looking pretty dead. So here is a scenario for the Eagles. The only way the Eagles achieve the number one overall seed here, they need both Detroit and Minnesota to lose this coming week and then have Minnesota beat Detroit in week 18. That would have to be coupled with two Eagles wins. Needless to say, probably not going to happen. Detroit is a 3.5-point favorite in San Francisco next week. Minnesota about 1.5. That game feels toss-up-ish against the Green Bay. I could see Minnesota losing, but Detroit a favorite over a Niners team that is now dead. So that's how it has to happen. Then Minnesota over Detroit week 18 to keep the dream alive. It's very unlikely now for the Eagles to get the number one seed. About as unlikely as it is for Hugh Douglas to, by his word, dye his beard green or shave it. So, Hugh, here is the math. The current math update on this one. Hugh?
Yes.
You only need 6 more points.
That's it.
6 more points total.
That's 2 field goals.
From the Cowboys and the Giants in the next 2 weeks, and it's over.
I know this is not what people want to hear, man, because they wanted to see the green beard, especially make it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. This is sad.
I still feel like it might be in play.
Yeah?
It might still
be. What do you mean? Like, you're going to do it anyway?
You know what, man? Because I've had a lot of interaction about this whole beard dying thing or where I'm going to cut my beard off. Well, for all you guys that wanted me to cut my beard off, I'm not going to do that.
But I'm not cutting it off.
I might die. We make it all the way, man. I'll die green. But the good thing about it
huge,
for me.
This is huge
the
news.
The dream is alive.
You know what the good thing about me and about this is? I ain't got to wear it for like a whole month.
You get a month off.
I ain't get to scare all the good people out there, you know, thinking that something's wrong with walking around with shorts on and with a green beard. But we'll figure something out.
So let's just make sure we're all hearing this the right way. So we're very unlikely to have the Eagles allow 17 or less points this year. That's probably over. Probably over Sunday. But if they make the Super Bowl, the green beard is still back in play.
The green beard might be in play.
All right. At least we've accomplished something here today. I feel like That's some good
this
news.
This is massive news.
I know, it is. I
think that might even trim it down a little bit.
That's real growth from Hugh.
You can hear the city celebrating.
Yeah. They're probably mad at me building today because it's like, this idiot's talking about the defense.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Defense. Yeah, they're probably mad.
You really got some people today with the defense is important.
Oh,
thing.
Now you want to talk about the defense.
It really was a good heel turn. Let's go to Herb in the Northeast. What's up, Herb?
Hey, Hugh Douglas, listen to me one time, brother. We got, okay, the quarterback got in the game, okay, did what he could do. Back in training camp, I didn't like the way he was throwing the ball anyway. I thought the kid from Stanford, McKay, was throwing better, whatever. I got 10 seconds left, okay? You know that Jim Johnson or Buddy Ryan is going to call, okay? I got 4 down linemen and 2 blitzers coming from the corners, okay? That's the play. Make the quarterback throw the ball high again. He threw a lot of incomplete the last 2 or 3 series. When the Eagles put pressure on him, he was throwing incompletes. That was the play. Win or lose with 10 seconds, it had to be a quick throw down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And we had no pressure on that quarterback.
None.
That was the
game. You put this on Fangio. This is a Fangio loss.
Fangio should have came up with something right when they got the ball. He should have let them know. Okay, the kid, what's his name, 53, is calling the numbers.
Bond.
Okay, yeah, he's getting the communication was bad, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody, and Fangio should take a fall for that. That should be a play where you blitz, you got 4 down linemen, you can even go 3 down linemen. And what you do is you have 53, the linebacker, sitting, okay, at the 5-yard line as a decoy to sit this way in case he runs out of the pocket, you tackle him at the 5-6 or whatever.
Yeah, they didn't have any timeouts left. So, if they tackled him in bounds, that might have been it. Are you taking notes to put this one on the whiteboard? No, okay.
This team been making big plays. They did it to Chicago. They did it to a couple other teams. Now they did it to the Eagles.
Yep.
And nobody had no pressure on them, and that's it. Okay? We lost, and that's it. They had the game with Jalen Hurts. If he wouldn't have got hurt, we'd have blown them out.
Herb and Kyle, lockstep today. Football minds.
We would have had 40-plus on that board by the third. By the end of the third quarter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do it all the time. Yeah, I mean, Herb.
Jalen Hurts is the main man of that team. He's the main man of that team. He goes, we go. You understand? That's how it works, okay? It's just unfortunate. And I already called John Runyon and left a message on his phone, okay? Where was the 15 when Jalen Hurts got hit by two guys? Look at the tape. Look at the tape. There was two guys that hit him. And where was the penalty?
You thought that was dirty? Did Runyon get back to you yet?
They know. Upstairs in New York, they know what's going on.
Sure do.
Okay? Watch the tape. And then what's his name? Gardner. I mean, it's unfortunate that he runs his mouth, okay? Mm-hmm. But a lot
of
players run their mouth. It's cold out. It's 22 degrees.
We're doing the weather thing again? This is too straight?
And, you know, things get high. Things get out of tune or whatever. And, you know, they do what they do, and that's it. Now, you can't do that no more.
No, you can't. I wonder, is this where I heard good phone call always? Does this work in real life? Can I go outside today and just shout at people and
I'm
yell and
try.
Scream? Curse because it's cold?
Sure. I'm going to try.
It's cold.
Look, I just wish we had Herb earlier in the show. We would have been able to end it right there, off the air. I mean, that settles it.
Did we think the Hurts hit was dirty?
No.
It didn't feel dirty.
Would it have surprised you if they threw a flag? It wouldn't have for me.
I agree. I didn't find it to be.
But I wasn't screaming. Like,
wait a minute, it was his fault, wasn't it? Somebody said.
Well, he didn't slide.
It was Chris, yeah.
I wasn't
dynamite excuse making.
So I
you sent your team back because you didn't slide the right way.
I don't like to use the word blame when someone gets banged up. But
why not? We throw stuff around like that all the time.
Isn't it fair to say?
That, why not?
Isn't it fair to say we
sound ridiculous all day?
He could protect himself better by sliding. You go head first and two defenders, you're going to pay for it.
Well, that's kind of like saying, it's his fault.
Well, I'm just like, I don't know. Isn't that football?
I mean,
he's a quarterback.
Since we're workshopping this, you know, if you know. That, you know, people try to take your head off.
Yeah, slide.
Then you probably don't want to lead with your head.
I think that's a fair way to put it.
I mean, you know, I'm not saying it's his fault, but I mean, you know.
The more I watch it,
No, it's not his fault.
It's not his fault, but it's unfortunate. It's not he got banged up because he took a big hit.
The defender's got to pull up on that, man. You know what he's trying to do. But the unfortunate thing about it, I've seen Patrick Mahomes kind of do that, you know, fake, I'm going out of bounds type thing.
And then good
for
that.
Yeah.
By the way, he's a total fake, Mahomes. He ran for a 15-yard touchdown the first quarter of the game. He goes from on a cart last Sunday to then he's practicing all week. Then it's like, well, maybe he'll be hobbled today.
You hate that, huh?
He fakes.
No. Who used to do that? Hulk Hogan when he was about to fall asleep in the sleeper?
That is what he does.
And then he put the arm, and then the crowd goes crazy. Oh, he's back.
Yeah, that's Mahomes.
Yeah.
He's the Hogan.
I mean, it's awesome, though.
It is.
He's a heel. He's a showman.
It is, but now I'm.